You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Scleroderma is a group of rare diseases that involve the hardening and the tightening of the skin and connective tissues. It affects women more often than men and most commonly happens between the ages of 30 and 50 years old. Now, while there is not a cure for this, a variety of treatments can ease symptoms and improve quality of life. And here in the Gem State, there are support groups to help people as well. Joining us live in studio today are Dee Berlisle. She formed the Southern Idaho Scleroderma Support Group, and Selena Paul, a co-leader for that organization. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Hi, thank you.
So, Dee, I briefly gave a definition of what scleroderma is. Talk to me about what some of the signs and the symptoms are of this disease.
Well, that's what's really difficult about this disease is you start out not really kind of knowing what the puzzle pieces are. And it took me almost 4 years to be diagnosed. And at the time of my diagnosis, I had a myriad of symptoms, and they were mostly gastrointestinal and some vascular issues. And it wasn't until at that point, my 4-year-old, 6-year-old, and 8-year-old found me the day before Thanksgiving unconscious on the floor. And I was told by the EMTs after my daughter called 911 and my 4-year-old and my 8-year-old ran to neighbors to get people to correspond and get help. I was near cardiac arrest, and when I went to the hospital, it was, they really knew there was a lot going on. I was near cardiac arrest, but it was just a lot of symptoms that nobody could really piece together. So I was sent to Rochester, Minnesota at the Mayo Clinic, and I was diagnosed there.
Because that's part of this problem, is that there are so many different ways that it can flare up, right? I mean, it can affect internal organs for some people. Other people, it could be skin tightening. So I would think that it would be very difficult to potentially diagnose. And Selena, your mom has it.
Yes.
So I would assume it wasn't exactly the same as what Dee talked about her symptoms being like.
Yes, agreed. She has more skin tightening and she has lung issues quite a bit. And she struggled with it. She, you know, even her face, it kind of, I don't want to say deforms, but it changes the look of your face. And my mom's face almost looks skeleton-like compared to where she was 10 years ago. So things have, you know, and her energy level is just depleted. So my mom and I used to go shopping together and do mother-daughter dates. And that's just not something that we can do anymore because she's just too tired or she has a hard time breathing.
And this is a chronic disease, as we said, correct, Dee?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But there are treatments out there. I mean, and do they work for some? Do they not work for others? Do we know?
Well, there are no definite organization or methods to medications, but there are medications that will help treat it, the different symptoms as they come along. However, there are no FDA approved up until this last week for scleroderma, and that's what we fight so hard for, is to get the approval for different medications to treat this chronic disease. And that's also where it comes into play, fighting and battling not only our disease but also against insurance denials for the medications that have been proven to help scleroderma. And that's why I have to travel out of state a lot of the times, because that's where you get the collective decisions from the bigger hospitals to coordinate.
So how important was it when Governor Brad Little declared Scleroderma Awareness Day in Idaho back in June?
It was wonderfully accepting. We are so grateful to both him and former Governor Otter. They both have been so supportive of our group and in the state. And it doesn't just hit the scleroderma community. I mean, it is backed by the Department of Defense. When we talk about getting that approval for scleroderma issues, it is a research based by the Department of Defense. There's research funding from National Institute of Health and Medicine. So it's a very big deal for us to get that support and recognition from Governor Little and Governor Otter that we are making awareness for scleroderma here in the state.
And Selena, does it affect more people than we would probably realize?
I would say yes, because like to Dee's point, it took her 4 years to be diagnosed. But there's some people like my mom, I think it was several years for her to be diagnosed. And some people are probably symptomatic and they don't know what's going on. And the doctors, unfortunately, don't know either. And so it's a issue between not knowing the symptoms to ask for. And it's kind of a lack of training on the provider's behalf, because it is so rare, you know, and mm-hmm. that's not to any provider's fault that they don't have it. It's just when it's so rare, it's not like, you know, diabetes and breast cancer. There's a lot mm-hmm. of treatment and a lot of options and training for providers available. But this is just doctors don't know how to treat it.
Well, and if every person is different in the symptoms, it's not really textbook in the sense of like, okay, if you have X, then it could be, you know, Z. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like this disease works that way.
Yeah, there's no algorithm to scleroderma patients. Yeah. It's not one size fits all.
So then, Dee, talk to me about why you decided to form a support group.
I initially, after receiving my diagnosis, I came back home and I had already received 16 surgeries up to that point. And coming back home, I thought I need somebody to help me along the way, and there was no specialist here in Idaho, and no support group. So I just dug my heels in, and if I'm going to battle this, I'm going to go out swinging.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. And how long ago did you form the support group?
We formed it in the end of 2016. Began our first meeting in 2017, and we've just taken off. We have several different age groups, demographics. I mean, that's the thing about scleroderma. There's no demographics or age discrimination against that. It hits everybody at different ages or races or gender.
Well, and I was doing some research, and even though the research I was reading, researchers think that there might be a genetic link, but they're not quite sure. So, I mean, in your case, Selena, with your mom having it, how does that work into your life?
I always, every time I have, I'm having this symptom. Mom, have you had this symptom? And my mom will say yes or no. And then just being maybe borderline hypochondriac, I go and I talk to my provider and I say, my mom has scleroderma. Do you think I should be tested? And I am often tested. There are some tests that are precursors to scleroderma. So some tests, you know, could potentially tell me if I'm on the track to scleroderma. So far, I'm all negative, but it's always in the back of my head. You know, I'm 36 now, but at some point, can I be diagnosed? And is this also the life that I'm going to lead?
Right.
The same as my mom.
So why did you become a co-leader in the group?
Well, I was, I attended the support groups with my mom, and because I wanted to make sure that she got there, and I was just there just as her caregiver to give her support. And then I'm also an employee at St. Luke's, and so I often use their computer equipment for my day-to-day job is at St. Luke's. And so I, you know, would help Dee with the computer, just logging in, just the technical piece to it. And then I have some connections at St. Luke's as far as, you know, meeting rooms and just getting, you know, all the inner workings, behind-the-scenes stuff done. And then Dee asked if I wanted to be co-leader, and I said, absolutely. That sounds great.
What's it been like for your mom in particular to have people that she can talk to who get it?
It's life-changing. She, on some hand, she's scared because she doesn't want to form a relationship or a bond with somebody. And then, unfortunately, with scleroderma, their life is usually, you know, not as long mm-hmm. as someone without scleroderma is. So she's afraid of losing people that she grows close to. So that's always a fear in the back of her head. But having Dee, having the people in the group, hearing other people's stories and issues, and just knowing that we're all in this together is completely life-changing.
And how about you, Dee?
It's been life-changing for me, and it really hits home when you talk about having a shorter lifespan. I get a little emotional because I've lost three different friends this past year alone from scleroderma-related issues, and it's very hard. You start making connections because you have that relatability with others who are affected in so many different ways, and I can't help but think of how my kids are. I hope I make it to their graduation. Every day is a new challenge, but I'm fighting, and I really hope that there's a cure someday, and that's what I'm fighting so hard for.
How do people find your organization?
You can look us up on Facebook or if you put in Idaho Scleroderma Support you can find it there, or www.scleroderma.org. They will have a list of different support groups. It doesn't just have to be in Idaho. There are some all around the United States, so you find more information there.
What do you want people to know who don't have this disease?
I would like for more, don't judge me. Just because I don't look sick does not mean I'm not struggling. And just be kind to one another. And then the best thing I can offer as a patient who has gone through this, be your own best advocate and never give up.
I want to thank both of you so much for coming in today and giving voice to something that is rare, so we don't talk about it very often. So it's something that we need to know about. I want to thank both of you today. I've been talking with Deborah Lyle. She formed the Southern Idaho Scleroderma Support Group. And Selena Paul, she's a co-leader for the group. Her mom also has the disease. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.